The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Yeah, man, and I don't want to get too inside radio, but shame on us for not getting them rejoiners, man. Having them in the loop rejoiners while we had Area 45 in, man. Put some respect on their name like that, man.
They just want to let people know that this is in the loop time frame, baby. It's in the loop time frame. All right, you heard there, that is Brandon Scott as he is in, as Clint is out. If you know Clint, Christmas Eve is a big day in the Sterner house, so he is in with the girls and having a good time as well, and we'll have a good time here.
I don't see no bitches nowhere around here.
I know you don't. Tyler Milner is in the house. You can see him on YouTube and Twitch, and I am as well. Can I just...
Merry Christmas!
That's where I wanted to start there, with a yelling Merry Christmas, Tyler Milner.
You got to get in the spirit, dog. You got to get in that holiday spirit.
Man. I'm in it.
Wonderful time of the year.
That's disappointing. You got to go up. Don't quit and come down. It's the most wonderful.
Like, you gotta stay up.
Don't quit to come out. I'm looking up on the screen.
I was not expecting this at all.
As for some reason, they're starting off NBA TV with old girls skating up on ice skates for no reason. That is one skill that I don't have. Right there with the riding of the bike. Now I will attempt, and I have attempted on the riding of the bike. The ice skating, nope.
Hold on, Joe.
Oh, that's why I'm not going to try.
I've got hilarious video of me and my family trying to ice skate, like all five of us at the time, trying to do it, and we are crashing out something.
Not doing it, man.
Can't do it. Don't have that skill at all.
The bike thing, I could have been talked into, my son. Nope. You used to have to take a group of kids ice skating, and I just sit on the front, boy. I try not to laugh because I know I can't do nothing. But they just busting their ass left and right, and I'm like, nah, man, that ain't me.
Mm-mm. I took a girl ice skating on a date once in high school. That's all I needed.
What was her first and last name?
Won't go last name here, but Rebecca.
All right, 713-572-416. Those of you on YouTube and Twitch, we've got Rebecca. Guess her last name. What year was she born?
1989.
If that helps.
Look at you.
Rebecca. What is her last name? 713-572-4610. Those of you on YouTube and Twitch, guess Rebecca's last name. I'm going to go with Turner. Shy Jean slips in with Rebecca Black. Okay.
I'm going to go Young.
It's not Friday.
That's a good one.
Rebecca Young.
Rebecca Young.
And for no other reason than
this is very crucial, too, for the help to the people. Does she go by Rebecca?
Yes.
Or did she go by... She didn't go by Becky?
No.
Really?
It was Rebecca or Becca.
And Becca.
Ooh, Becca. Okay. I was going to say that felt like a missed opportunity to not go Becky, but Becca's a good makeup for that.
Text line coming through. This is Rebecca Young. Can confirm Tyler is terrible at ice.
That's all I needed was one time.
There it is. Mendoza, someone went with. Grant here coming in from YouTube and Twitch.
Rebecca Black.
Rebecca Black in the building.
It's not Friday, guys.
That would be interesting.
Hey, can we... What? Why are they playing football tomorrow?
Oh, my God. It sounds so painful.
Like, I know we're going to get excited and like, all right, hey, man. And it's the biggest... I would say before the season started, the biggest home game on the schedule was Texans hosting Ravens. But as we watched this thing and we lived this thing, hey, man, they played Saturday, Jack. They flew home from Kansas City and had to be at the facility on some sort of a fake practice thing yesterday. I mean, on Sunday. Not yesterday, on Sunday. They had to practice in pads yesterday. And then they play tomorrow. Like, what is going on? I know.
It'll be Wednesday, Ron.
Not even
on a Thursday, Ron.
This is Wednesday, dog. And I know the league is saying, well, we do that. We do the Sunday to Thursday thing. I don't know why. Well, I do know why. It's because, hell, they just played 8 days ago the first time. Right? Yeah. It is incredible. All three of these teams are, to me, at a massive disadvantage. All four of the teams, excuse me.
Yeah, yeah.
And are all four playoff teams? Yes. Steelers, Texans, Chiefs, Ravens. All four are going to go into the playoffs, and they are all at a massive disadvantage. While the Buffalo Bills get to play Sunday to Sunday to Sunday to finish this thing off at 12 and 3 o'clock. Like, it is insane towards the end of the year. And don't give me this, the Texans and the other three teams are off until next Sunday. No, man. Like, it is not. I'm sorry. I know football happens, fellas. It is not, to me, a coincidence that all four teams got guys that have injuries. And the Texans probably got hit the worst with it because they got dudes that are just out for this. Why in the hell are we playing football tomorrow?
Oh, I mean, don't act like you don't know why.
I mean, okay, you're right. I understand
you're asking the question, but you know the answer to the question.
It's just ridiculous.
We're
love that money.
Rebecca Utley from the text line. It's just ridiculous.
Utley's a good one. Utley's a good one.
Utley.
It is insane that they are banging it out on Wednesday.
So I feel like by the end of this game, and I told y'all just before the show, you're going to have dudes wrapped up, mummified by the end of this game. You've already lost Tank Dell. You've already lost Jimmy Ward. You mentioned it already. I think all of these teams have faced their share of injuries this year, probably for varying reasons. But I'm going to be honest with you, man. I've been thinking about this all season. I just didn't want to be a buzzkill because, look, we're going to be at the game, and we're going to have a good time. It's Christmas. It's going to be a good time. We're excited about it. But I thought about this when the schedule came out, like, are you seriously telling me they're going to play three games in 11 days?
We don't like that.
And that actually makes sense. And they didn't complain about it. Nobody wanted to complain about it. Everybody just wanted to look at the schedule and be excited about the season, be excited about the team, be excited about watching football. And we are all of that. But three football games in 10 or 11 days is crazy. Crazy. And playing on a Wednesday. I understand they played on Saturday. So it's basically like a kind of like a Sunday-Thursday dynamic, but it's still three games in 11 days, and it is absurd.
Wow! Listen, this may sound crazy, and I'm half joking, but I'm kind of...
Hey, y'all, it's Chip Patterson from the Cover 3 Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. College football is about to enter its first ever 12-team playoff era, so join me, along with Tom Fornelli, Danny Cannell, and Bud Elliott, as we drop new episodes five times a week to close out the year. We've got reactions, bracket breakdowns, and best bets for these matchups with championship stakes. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm kind of serious. I think all four teams should be allowed to use steroids. The steroids that help you recover, whatever the ones that I believe Cal Ripken Jr. May have taken. Oh, that was a bit of a hot take there. Oh.
The Iron Man?
Nothing about Cal gave the impression that he roided.
He looked like
somebody that you would call and come fix your roof, Ron.
I know that was a little reckless. That was a little reckless.
Come on,
but I'm It has always been my fault. Yes, there are different type of steroids. As we saw light-skinned Sammy Sosa say the other day, I used a lot of roids to kind of help me recover.
Unprompted.
I'm just saying.